cannot feel a pain. Baloney. So it's true, quote from the Sefer Malchus, that the mitzvah kuya could be four tefachim high, with four or five mattresses and 10 pillows. It's still yotze, as long as ragleh has a kufa flamala. We assume, let's say, our bed. You turn upside down, it's on the floor, and the legs stick up in an unusual way. Right? So even though you can put 10 mattresses on, it doesn't make a difference. It's still considered a mitzvah kuya. It's not a function of tzar. And there, for one second, the Torah claims, there's no need to sleep on a mitzvah kuya. It's nothing to do with sleeping. It's irrelevant where you sleep. Baloney. So it's true, of course, from the Sefer Smachis, that the mitzvah kuya could be four tefachim high, with four or five mattresses and 10 pillows. It's still yotze, as long as ragleh has a kufa flamala. We assume, let's say, our bed. You turn upside down, it's on the floor, and the legs stick up in an unusual way. Right? So even though you can put 10 mattresses on, it doesn't make a difference. It's still considered a mitzvah kuya. It's not a function of tzar. And there, for one second, the Torah claims, there's no need to sleep on a mitzvah kuya. There's nothing to do with sleeping. It's irrelevant where you sleep. Yes, Hanukkah.
I thought the Kofa said there was a mitzvah
kuya. Hold on. Slowly. We'll come back. Hold on. Slowly. Who is the one who disagrees? The Rambam. The Rambam said, the famous Rambam, which we'll come to discuss a little bit later, the detail, the Rambam says that you have to sleep on a mitzvah kuya, at least some of the time. We'll come to the details later. On the contrary, the Gemara tells us in Chafala, the person wants to be sleep on the floor much. He wants to show real tzar for the mitzvah. He's going to sleep on a hard floor, on a rack, cold, hard, uncomfortable, painful. And leave his bed where it is, not yotze. You see in both directions, not a question of pain. It's just a place that the Muslim used me out of here. You turn the bed upside down, that's all. Now, the Ravid, of course, and his paradigm of that's argument around that. No, whoever heard such thing has to sit by and meet the queer. No such thing. No such thing. So the Ramban says that the Ramban has a mocker in the Gemara. In page Kuf Tehei, the Ramban is a target, just an opinion. He's got it from the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, what does the Gemara say? But if you, it's based on the combination of two Gemaras, Chaf Aleph and Aleph, is one Gemara, and Chaf Zion and Aleph. What does it say? It says there, it's a little bit complicated, we read through the Gemara. Gemara says, Pashut Pshat, it's called the Agirsa, Yoshev Agabe Kaka, Yoshev Echavosa. So, Kiyin Kviya Tamid. So what does that mean? What do the words mean? So the Rambam understood it to mean, even if he did fear Sanita. Rambam doesn't hold the whole sugi, he did fear Sanita, and Abal Pikein, nevertheless, if he sits on the ground, he's not Yosef. You must sleep on the Nisa Kuya. That's the Rambam is defending the Rambam. Everyone attacks the Rambam. And I'm going to defend the Rambam. We got it from this Gemara. He understood Shat in the Gemara that he did kfiyas hamitzah and he slept on the floor and he's still not yotzei chavos. That's how the Ramban says shot in the Rambam. We got it from this Gemara on Av Chafal. That's where we got it from. What does the Gemara say over here by Shavir Amela? Chafal from Al? The Gemara says, I'm not talking about other things. What is about here? The Gemara says, Zilma Milsi is there to the other. The Dovin HaMelech and his Avelis, he did things... Wait, Dovin HaMelech we're talking about? Well, ultimately, we're going to end the Dovin HaMelech. Yeah, these are the same Ahati. The Gemara is going to say... I went too early. No, the Dovin HaMelech, the Yachar HaMelech, the Yachar HaMelech, that's Dovin HaMelech. Once again, the Zilma Milsi is there to the other. These are the same Ahati. Etc. So what does the Gemara mean? What do you mean, Milsi is there? What do you mean? So in the first time of the Gemara, he didn't do the Avelos properly. I mean, Dovid HaMelech wasn't the Tzuv and Avelos in the sense of the way that we are. He was, that's the right school under Ramana. But Milsi is there means if David HaMelech was a Yishka V'Atzah, said the Rambam, and he wasn't Yosef. He didn't, he was not the Kaim of Eretz Kedin. He wasn't the Kaim of Kedin. So what does the Gemara mean when it says, no? Amar like Ke'en Arta. What do you mean, where did he, what do you mean Ke'en Arta? That David HaMelech slept on what? You guessed it. No? The Mitzvah Kfuya. The Kaim of Eretz Kedin. This is how the Gemara concludes. All this is the Ramban saying pshat in the Gemara, Lefi Haramba. So in the Gemara it says over here, in Chafala from an Aleph, Yosef Agabe Mitzvah Lo Yosef. What kind of Mitzvah does it mean? What Mitzvah? Nu, help me out, what kind of Mitzvah? Nu, Mitzvah She'en is a Kufuya, right? Mitzvah is a Kufa, regular, plain, normal bed. Okay, a plain Mitzvah, not a Mitzvah Kufuya. This is all of this is the Ramban shot in the Gemara, the whole Amshach HaSukin Chaf Aleph, Lefi HaRamba. However, the Ramban said, and it's very nice. But the Ramban is standing in the Gemara, he can't, where do you get it from? You got it from the Gemara? However, the Ramban says, this is not the only shot you're learning in the Gemara. You're going to learn a different, the whole different shot in the Gemara. The Gemara is talking where there was no fear to me. There was no fear to me. We ought to wreck the Ramban, Shita. Obviously, it was no Kfiyas HaMitzvah without the Chavasa. So he answers that the Rosh quotes in Siman Ayin Ches at the end, he slept in a very uncomfortable way. And you might have thought, oh, this tzaddik, he's so uncomfortable, he's better, even more uncomfortable than the Mitzvah Kfiyas HaVadah Yishar to become a Chomer. But Mashallah, no, do it tzar, do it tzimus yupni. Or the Ramban suggests a different shot. Maybe he slept on a mitzvah kfuya. Why was it the Yotzei? Because he didn't turn over all the other beds in his house. Because the Gemara comes dying in the choir. Not on the bed you have to sleep on. I have to turn over all the other beds. That's why it's not Yotzei. According to this interpretation, the Ramban explained, what the Milsius says of David. What does that mean? He was Yotzei with mitzvah kfuya tamita, and he was mitzvah himself extra by sleeping on the floor. Extra, it wasn't necessary in a Hanani. The devil was so bitter, so sad over what happened that he did extra time. And the Gemara says, no. He's stomach lorah, we're going to meet the Kfuya Kedin. And if he slept on the floor, you'll also be Yosef. Milsius said, though, usually means he went beyond. According to the Rambam's chat, he went beyond, but he missed the boat. He didn't fulfill what we call a Melis Kedin. So the Ramban, you can't tell, but the Ramban has to tell objectives here. He calls both of them and says, Ein HaKleya. You look in the Gemara, you can't tell who's right. Amazing. You can't tell who's right. I'm a right. They're hard to say something, huh? Chara, if you have a shot, and there's a 2% in the Gemara, you say, well, five shot is right, this shot is wrong. Ramban says, no. There's no HaKleya, you can't tell from the Gemara who's right. Only thing is, he has in his hip pocket, maybe he says, we can afford to be magnanimous. In his hip pocket, he had a Masechus Mochus. The old rabbi. What does it say? There in Perek Yud Aleph, it says that the guy says, Eini Kofeh Hareni Yoshna Gabi Sapso Shomin Lo. What does that mean? Hold on, Shomin Lo, excuse me, should be Ein Shomin Lo, no? How's it go? Ein Shomin Lo. And his Shalom is Vedayik, that if he's Fiyas Amita, and his Yoshna Gabi Sapso, it's Shomin Lo. So, based on this Mesechus, and based on the Yerushalmi, so the Ramban says you have a proof against the Rambam. Sounds pretty good. What will the Rambam do with the Yerushalmi? So I guess maybe he can say we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. If he has his shot in Bavli Chafala, proving his shot, proving his cheetah, and the Yerushalmi is like there. So we have a famous rule, Bavli, usually famous, so we had once before, the Rabban has a session once in a while, but not here, but halachic about the connected Rishon. Obviously the best shot in the Rambam before, I don't know any other way out of that, how to get out of that Rishon, I don't know any other way. But I refer.
You say that's not necessarily a
figure. Well, according to Rabban, he went beyond what he had to do. He did what he had to do and he went beyond. According to the Rambam, he went so far, he went too far and he missed what he should have done.
That
So there yet without substantiate the support of the Ramban side. There he was Yosef. Maybe he didn't have to stand, that whole discussion of the Gemara, standing, sitting, etc., etc. Are you right? But that doesn't have to be exactly parallel. That wouldn't be an upshot. Look at Ramban himself, or those Baals instead of in Achreya, so we don't have to go try to pick away the Ramban from him. Yes, no? Who makes such a distinction? What? Well, you're introducing distinctions which we haven't come to yet. I'm not saying it wrong, but since I haven't come to yet, I want to talk about it. But to me it's the same. So far it's all the same to me. I don't know where you're going with. So far it's the core and partial side of identity. Yes, sir.
I'm not sure I understand though.
In a hard bench, he's going to have terrible pain and backache and headache and everything, but he's not going to turn over the bed. You don't listen to him. And the Yerushalmi apparently deduces from there that if he turned over the bed and he slept on the bench, it's Shomelo. And the Yerushalmi didn't say the Farish?
No.
I guess he must have made a mistake. What page is it again? Kuf Teva. What's the lesson? Wait, hold on. What's the lesson of the Rishami? Wait a second. I got the impression of reading the Ramban, it's part of the Parish of Rishami. Oma any kovat amita when Yashna Gabi Tafso? Ain't Shomala. Oma any kovat amita. Oma any kovat amita. Shomala. Shomala when?
Not
necessarily
that.
It's
using
the Shomala
also.
That's
because
he's doing mamish kedas to kedin the kol he do the tachlis sa kashrus with every possible chumah. He listens to him. All right. Okay. Not bad. So it was shvei. I don't
understand. By Yochanan now tomorrow. Yochanan said shol kim tia hamita.
Yeah.
The Ramban said the Ramban. Why? He says kim is not shol kim b'la. There's one to the other. Tia hamita, tia hamita, not shol kim. The Ramban learns tia hamita, part of tia hamita.
Yeah, but again, the Ramban shol malon part that you know, he doesn't have to do something else. What else do you possibly do? Are you raised on a mitzvah for you? What do you want for that? Yeah, what did you say? Parshat Pshat, because otherwise it doesn't make it's hard to get out of it. Okay, Rabotai, let's discuss the Rambam Taka in a little bit more detail now. Because the big problem in the Rambam, in Perek Dalet, the drama I told you before about Terek Dala Lacha Tet, correct? I'm like this follow. For all the old, the young Rishon, the Vat, Hosul, and the Abdullah, the Lechon, the Shalom, the Chayim, the Leishon, and the Kfuyah, who was shy and they are able, Mutal, the Lechon, the Shalom, the Leishon, like I've been mapped, or Karakon. So the right of Loisi shows that was that. Before I told you, Pshad, he denies all existence of the fact that the Sliva Namita Kfuya. The Kesemisha, others they say, it's a possible child in the Ravid, it's a different vote. He says, what kind of chilek is this between the first day and the other day? This is crazy. It's no dosh, this is Shah, not a Bavli, not a Rishon, we know it. We know this is a Tzilim, we know. Through the Tavro, we know. That's it. Where did Ram come up with this unbelievable Kiddush? But as far as Mita Kfuya, so he has a Mita Kfuya all 7 days. As far as sleeping on it, it's required the first day, but no other day. The Pilei Ploy. Because the Mishnah used to look high and low and far and wide. Couldn't find any more before. Not really. Did I have a mocha? I don't know. Yeah, but that bishop is very shred. So the bricks go off. Yes. Oh, ho, 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 you guys are one step ahead of me. Everyone's one step ahead. Let's look at my book called Oli yourself. Okay, good, good, good. The Brit Gerov, says that even the Rambam would agree that it's enough to sin. Rambam's cheat is, he says, that you can sin in a meat, you don't consider an egg, regular bed all you want. He says, in order to complete the Indian of Kriyas Amita, you got to sin in at once. To be mastered the key, and you got to sin in at once. So why not adopt the first day? But the Brit Gerov, since Yom HaOld and Yom Mitzvah is Daraisa, so in order to have the Kiyam and the Yom HaVeil is Daraisa, which is since it's in Daraisa, we should do it. Therefore, he said the first day should sit on it, Mitzvah, sit in it once, and that's it. You do it once, it's a ceremony. You sit in it once, and this is what you show, oh, this is a Mitzvah, I'm going to sleep on the Mitzvah once, I'll sit in it once, and Yoytzig event. And then you don't need to sit in it anymore. That's the Brit Gerov said. Yes. Yeah, you're right. That's Kash number one against the Brit Gerov. What?
I have to say that
because
right.
I understand, but according to the Brit Gerov, it's sitting up 1 minute, Gadook. Rambam's not matching that way.
Modify
a little bit. Biggest problem is that all of you suffer and Simon just give them is against the Rambam Beferish and Tarek Hay. Look, who they employ him? I'm right to Tarek Hay, that you got to send the Mitzvah Kfuya Bechara all 7 days. He doesn't make any distinctions over there, Tarakai. He writes over there. Machaya Lipo Samita Kol Shiva, etc. Hava Kol Mito Sava, Hu Yashin, Al Gabi Mito Zacherim, Al Gabi Kisa, Al Gabi Oren, Al Gabi Kaka. Lo Yadza, Shoyin the Ferish. He's talking about all 7 days. Pil Eif Loyin. How can the Brit Gerov say this? I go to the better cast. How can the Rambam say this? Do you remember? Okay, well, the Brit Gerov, the Chassidim and Rambam. Rambam, Perek Aleph, and Perek Dalet is only first day. He has to sit on the Mitzvah for you. Perek Aleph, he used to catch the end, it's all 7 days. Ah, Pele! Hamzim Rechevis on Mishnah, which is so quoted with a fantastic distinction. This is not what I referred to earlier. Rechevis on Mishnah makes a distinction between what? Sitting on it and lying down on it. The Duke of the word, no, it's unbelievable. It's the Duke of the word. Some of the Pshat is really Meduyak. Wow. Because in Perek Dalet, Halacha Tes, what does he write? He writes, Nu. He writes with Rosh Rambam, V'chayav Leishel Amit HaKfuya. Whereas here he's talking about Yosh Nogabi Amit HaKfuya. What's the difference? What's the difference? He quotes here as follows. The only time he needs Kfiyas Amit HaKol Shiva is by sleeping. Why? Here he quotes the Yerushalmi, which somebody already referred to earlier. When I said it's nothing to do with Tsar, nothing to do with Tsar. I kept saying nothing to do with Tsar. Someone quotes it's a Kobo or something? But he quotes the Yerushalmi. It's both blue. Two blue books. Four blue books in the desk. Mix it all the way with blue books. So the Yerushalmi says, that they now Yoshna Gabi Mitzvah Kfuya, today she Neo Balaila, which means if he wakes up in the middle of the night, v'nizkar shu'ov. Some people in this camp have to sympathize with this of Yerushalmi. You wake up in the middle of the night and you're halfway to the floor, and the springs with the mattress going down, and you're almost halfway up the floor. You know, people, we wake up in the middle of the night, somebody, where am I? So the Yerushalmi is running shot. The guy wakes up in the middle of the night, will suddenly see something is different about the bed he's sleeping on, to remind himself, there's another. Or, another day in Yerushalmi, Mitov Shiyash Nagavi Mitzvah Kfuya, Ne'er Balayla, V'yizkar Avelusa. But not that if he wakes up, remember it's Haker. Because he's sleeping in a funny way, that'll cause him to wake up in the middle of the night and remember his Avel. That's the Yerushalmi. That's the Yerushalmi. You know, this Yerushalmi is much like the Rambam, you know? Yosh Nagavi Mitzvah Kfuya. I mean, Pashuk Shat in the words of the Yerushalmi sounds a little... Sounds consistent with the Rambam. So the Merkabah Commission says, that's by night, these two reasons apply by night. But by day, it's enough to see it, the bed turned upside down, to remind him of his Avel, he's wide awake, and therefore there's no need to sit in the Mitzvah for you. Only thing is, the first day, this is a special din. What's the first special din? He suggests the din is based upon any of the students have wrong. What's Sudas Avraham will learn later. The first day, the first meal, Avraham was not permitted to eat his own food. His neighbor was to bring him the food called Sudas Avraham. And then he do with the Mitzvah Kfuya. That's where it comes from. As a matter of the Radvaz called the Malka, as I said a little too earlier, the Mishnah that Chavdal on the days, Ein Marvin Mitzvah Cholamoy, Tashem Shah. El Al Mitzvah Kufa, Cholamoy. But a Chol, on a regular day, what do you Marvin what? Nu, on Mitzvah Kfuya. Now brought the first day. The Mela, this is where it comes from, the whole idea of especially with Yosef, Agabeya, Mitzvah Kfuya, the omission based on Avro. That's what the Radvaz and Mekeret says, and Mekeret the Mishnah has a beautiful distinction between sitting and sleeping. Yes, Ari. The Mishnah is still there. No, the Mishnah is still there, but I don't have to sleep on it for that. I walk into my room, and guess what? Hey, what's this bed doing upside down? I'm standing up. No, you're right. The first day, the Mishnah didn't have wrong. The Mishnah is all 7 days. But for the whole 7 days, it's enough just to watch it. At night, there's other reasons why you can sleep on it. But by, as long as you see it upside down, you understand it's most guilty. On the contrary, it's better than most guilty. Yes, John?
The one of the Rambam say,
why did it, again, to the Mishas Havro. Yeah. We haven't gotten to that in Yom Havro yet. Is that Ram Shita, yeah?
He said the whole
thing became
Yom Havro.
Uh-huh. And then we left him on Oshel Otokom, Mishal Shekolom, Oshel Mishalachem, Yom Rishon. To be Ram Shita. Ram Havro is again the whole day. We'll have to come to that later, we'll discuss about Havro. Okay. Believe that? Right. Very good. Good point. This is what it is, the Ram Shita. Where is there a buckle for the Rambam? So, the possible marker on the Gemara on the Chofim and Al. This is the Ola Yisrach, I think, speaking. I'm quoting the Karen Ora, if I'm not mistaken. Chofim and Al says, Tana Rabbana, Kiyem, Kfiyas, Amita, Afili Omecha, Afili Shoachas, the regal of the Vatas. We'll get to that later, but you know, famous dinner, regal not close to Shiva. It's only he started the Shiva before the others began. How did the Gemara going to tell you started the Shiva? What do you do? So Kiyas Kfiyas Amit. So the Ritzvah asks, why they pick on Kfiyas Amit? You're 11 if you have an Easter Amit, why they pick on Kfiyas Amit? So he says, even Kfiyas Amit. Even though Kfiyas Amit doesn't do with him. Because we said earlier, they don't have to stay bonded. So something happened, doesn't do with me? What? And it's a key list of a whole, any one of the 10 different possibilities. Why did pick on Kriya Tanita? So the Ritzvah said it's a chiddush even Kriya Tanita, which is chus the gufa, which I don't do it all myself. Someone walks into my house and turns over my bed, so I didn't do anything. Still, that's considered enough to, the regular should be mamal. But the Karen Ora wants to say no. It's the dafka Kriya Tanita. So that's a special mitzvah of the first day. New din, sitting in the Kfuya, and that's the first, that's the beginning of the Kiyum of Avelos, and that's a possible source, he says, for Shita Tarama. Take it or leave it, it's a possible source. Yes? We're going to come to the part. I want to come to the right this minute, as a matter of fact. Tosis points out, yes? I can't hear you. Who you shall be? Who you shall be? Yeah. Right. No, I just mentioned the fact that he speaks like a Mitzvah Kfuya fits in better with the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, I don't know if he's a Mitzvah Kfuya. Who says he's a Mitzvah Kfuya? Maybe he's somewhere else? Good thing. You're in a different bed, even if it's very comfortable, but you're not your own room, it's, where am I? Because you, people used to be in their own bed, move a little bit, okay. Now, Tosin says, not for Fallon, the same one we saw before, the beginning. Eilu Dvarim Shavu Lassaben, and Tosin told you what's sort of there. Well, everything we had until now, no? Malacha, repeats the Sikha, we touch him, he's in his time, we didn't learn that yet. Because we're told in VM Sumi, we learned that already, etc., etc. This is what we learned. But how about kfiya tamita nesivat rosh. So it doesn't not mention. Hachal apashiv dvam shemetuva aleim kigal kfiya tamita nesivat rosh. Lo apashiv alamini the other ben, etc. Yeah. And the rosh in the sefer tainis says the machlokas tanoim is within the kfiya tamita atishabot. We passed no, as you are aware. Why? Well, you can't tell because we don't know it at all. You may not aware. We passed no, like Chachamim, against Abudah. Why? I had a right to call a Nog Be Elbos Nog Be Tishabov. And it says, no, that's only new, it's only what? Isturi of it. It's not it. That's got Kiyumi of it. Now, the Rambam, however, I'm sorry? The Rambam, however, says in Perakei Alok Aleph, in Hilchot Avelus, Eilu dvarim shavel osu behem yom mishim in atorah mishim in atorah mishim in atorah osu to this v'lizkov es hamita. So the Rambam lists in among the things you may not do, 11 things, one of them is lizkov es hamita. You may not have the bed, you may not keep the bed or turn the bed or have the bed in its upright position. How's that possible? The Brisker Rav says that although the kviya you actually fulfill it with an action, the kumvase, but the yisod hadin, Brisker Torah, the yisod hadin, the basis for this din, is an isur of the kiva sanit. For the sake of all yisod, I make the following remark. As far as Tifa Sarosh makes sense. Because when Rambam, the beginning he quotes also of the 11 things. But then he repeats them all. Shalacha Yutet, Yuret Minayan, Shalavel, Shalosh, and Rukriya Sarosh. He's talking about an issue. So the comes to Kriya Sarosh, Shalacha Yutet, Shalom writes, V'chaya Lichpo Tamita Kol Shiva. So if Rambam has the impression, no, it's the Chiyu. Not an issue of the Kiva Tamita. It's the Chiyu of Kriya Tamita. But the question is, how does he say in Halacha Aleph, also this Kama Samita? This is the Kasha. So the answer is a very nice test. Svei Dinim. Out brisk the brisker up. Svei Dinim. Brisker up. One that he has Svei Dinim. What is Svei Dinim? An Easter and a Chiyus. What's the Easter? Where's the Easter? Halacha Chiyus can't start off the Chayach. This is Halacha you die. You're back. Halacha you die and I'm right. Uminayin she'ena ovel yoshin ala mita shenema vayokom amelach vayikas begoda vayishkar arz. The Rambam holds as an isur that an ovel may not sit on a mita, presumably a regular mita which is upright. He may not do it. This is what the Rambam means in Halacha Aleph when he says osur lizkof mitaso. Which halacha is the elaboration? The whole parakeh is an elaboration upon the first halacha. Right, he lists off 11 things and he elaborates on them one by one. Which halacha is the elaboration upon the words of all this called mitzvah? Not halacha yudzayin. No! That's a chiyuv. Which halacha elaborates on it? Halacha yudzayin. Halacha yudzayin tells us it's the author leishev al amito. That's the elaboration of halacha aleph, which is all this called mitzvah. Sorry? The Ram should have said, the Chorin Halacha Aleph should have said, Osir Leishir Lakar Emita. Why did he say Osir Lizkof and Samita? Maybe that's what Nachum was asking. So the answer he gives is, well look, there isn't even Sphere Samita. So he mentioned Osir Lizkof, which includes both. So he brings an interesting riot from the Kiryat Sefer, Mabit, one of the first professors in the Rambam, who also understands the Halacha Yudzayin in connection with the expression used in Halacha Aleph. This being the case, the Rambam holds like Tosfos. It's been a chiyuv Kriyas Hamita, but it's also an issur. Svei Dinim. Okay? This Adkan Divrei Olo Yisof. Svei Dinim in the Rambam, one of them is issur, because people have to sit on the Mita Kufa, and to a chiyuv to be called for Tamit. Okay? You got it straight. Svei Dinim. Good. So far, so good. Now, the assumption, the underlying assumption of this whole pshat is that the ether to sit on a mitzvah is based on the din of kviya. It's related to kviya. Otherwise, this whole pshat doesn't, is not going to fit. I was wondering, where did I get this din from? Where did you get it from? Minayin shei hevel yof shal mitzvah shenema vayishkavat. There's no such gemara. But the Radvaz pulled a fast one. He says, Gam ze shom. Huh? What does shom mean? Look, you know, over there, say earlier. What does shom mean? Perek ve'elam magalpi. If you look in the perek ve'elam magalpi, it's supposed to be able to find a treasure on here. Not actually. A treasure on it. But they'll define where the ve'elam magalpi is the moko, but it's in your Rambam, he can't sit on a bed. No. Where is it? Where is it? Where?
In this
puzzle. What puzzle? All Agamar says, if anything is a milsi, it's there to the other. There's no rise. It's not Agamar. It's a text.
Baruch Hashem, that Baruch Hashem is the Nuri says, the
Hebrew
from
me to Sophia,
that means everything
is from me to
Sophia.
Ah, but milsi is there to the
other.
It's saying that. And what he was on his face is that he sat on the computer.
Yeah. I want to be dying. The nine and all the ocean of Amita. So he's saying that the Rambam got it from the Matzonis of Gemara, which says what? Amalei Ke'ein Arsa. A little tricky. The Gemara thought of it saying, Duma Milsi Seher Liyot Ovad, etc., etc., etc. And then Gemara says Ke'ein Arsa. Alright, could be at the moment, could be. Well, it's not quite clear, you can't prove this tomorrow conclusively. It's a little problematic. Could be it's this Gemara, but I thought that perhaps the Rambam was also basing it on a different Gemara. But this Gemara, you can search high and low from the beginning and you won't find it. Yeah. Oh, we'll come to that later. Very good. It's a very important Gemara. We'll come to that. Very good. So let's, before we get to that Gemara, I have a different Gemara. I use the word treasure on to show you that, you know, some of the treasure, you know, you can't get the treasure. It's a fake. There is no treasure. You look, you know, the council pulls that off on you. Not there, nowhere to be seen. Yep, that's the Gemara. Where is the Gemara? I can't tell you what that's on. It doesn't exist. As I asked you to look at a rush, unfortunately it was a tall sulfur in the Mount Macumba. So it's like a real treasure hunt. I guess it's a tall sulfur. The wrong place to look. Unbelievable. Like one of those old counselors. I used to be a counselor. It says Rosh Simon Sadi Chesh, say. It says Sadi Al. I believe it. No, phone. Ayin Ches was supposed to be there. Let's do it one more. He thought that it was Ayin Ches for nothing. Ayin Ches is supposed to be there. Sadi Ches is a lost short from doing anything. It was a decoy. I didn't mention Sadi Ches. Sadi Ches, the Rosh spoke a one-liner. Yeah, look at the one-liner here, okay? It's a one-liner. The Rosh is one-liner, goes as follows. Omer Yudah Marat, Ein Amanachmin Rashoin Leishev Ela Al Gabi Karka, Shenema Vayeshu Ito Lo'or. How do you like this? Not only can't the other, not only must the other sit on the ground, but even the Menachem must sit on the ground. You need to know that to sit on the ground. Where is this Gemara? Well, I'm going to read on my rap. Where? Did you find it anywhere?
No.
Nowhere to be seen. nowhere to be found. The Vilna Gaon says the princes left it out. Conspiracy, the princes, they left it out. The Rosh has it, the Ritz has it, the Ramban has it. On the footnote of the Ramban, the scientific Ramban, has a discussion there. Well, this, that. Parts of that belongs there. Why it was left out is beyond me. Nothing about Yoshke. Why did they leave it out? I don't understand. I can't figure it out. But for some reason, it was left out. Ritz has it, the Rosh has it, the Ramban has it. It must have been there. That might be possible to solve both of the Shitas. I know. Of the Shita of the Rambam. Now, yeah, as a matter of fact, the Ramban has a slightly different gear. Ramban says, "Ami vidam arav minayin la ovel she'eino rashoi leishav agave mita agave kaga shenema v'yesh vitol oris." That's about the gifts which we, the Ramban tells us in Torah's Adam, Pei Kuf Pei Gimel. Maybe the Ramban had our gifts, sir. He wasn't quoting verbatim, he was just extrapolating. If the din is that the Menachem left it sit on the floor, as it's learned from Vayeshu Ito La'aret, so it's self-explanatory that the Avel also sit on the floor. I could assume it quotes two members. The two has two different members. Or Rabbi Yudah Amara Minayim La'Ovel, or Rabbi Yudah Amara Shmuel Minayim La'Menachem. Two members. Interesting. But, right. So what did he have to do is he had two different gears, two different members? No, I thought maybe he had the same gears as the Rush. He derives one from the other. If the Menachem sits, the Vayeshu Ito, because they're there both of the sit. That's obvious. As a matter of fact, maybe this is a bucket for the Rambam. Because if you look on the I don't know who wrote this. Where the Tiyunim on the side of the Rambam? You know, they tell you to look in the Turiya over there. Where they wrote it, says looking at the Turiya over there. So maybe that's perhaps what he's referring to as being the bucket for Shita or Ramba. Ah. Yes, Eitan. Hold on. Wait a minute, I'm not meeting Ramba. The Chai Lichos Mita Kavita Kol Shiva. Mafa call me toast of Yosha and Agabi Mitos, Afer, or Agabi Kito, Agabi Yor, or Agabi Karka, Lo Yosha Bok. Dollar test is a different, yeah. Dollar test. Oh, it's about sitting. You make it to me, it's almost a distinction of sitting and standing. Rafa says, he says, V'chaya V'esha V'amita Kuya. Oh, yeah. V'shaya Yemei Ha'ei V'amuta Lo Lecho Mishalo. The lace of Agave Mapis O Karka. What's your friend? Right, I should have to clear it up. Shayameh Ha'evel, you can sit on the car. The first day he's saying you can't sit on the car. So what's Shayameh Ha'evel? Okay, Shayameh Ha'evel. Shayameh Ha'evel, he sits on the ground. Mutter, they could also sit on a Mita Kfuya. I think it's okay. I don't think we're in that big trouble at this point. I think we're still all right. I think so. But anyway, the fun is just the first beginning. Because the Ramban says the whole thing, he quotes that Gemara, has absolutely nothing to do with Kriyat Hamita. He drives a strong wedge between this Gemara and Kriyat Hamita. Yep. The Ramban says the non-existent one. He said like this, the Ramban says. It's nothing to do with Kriyat Hamita. He says a chiddush. An avel eats in the mita kfuya and he sleeps in the mita kfuya. The rest of the time, where is he? Law. It says in the Ramban, the perish. What is shukana? On the floor. On the floor. And the Ramban and the shukana are close. Do you have the shukana again? Not much close to this. You got to sit on the floor. No joke. It is. Shin pei zayin sif out. Avo chai v'kfiyas amita. Uvishat shena v'achila yosu amita kfuya. Avo kol ayom eina yosu afila amita kfuya. Ela al gabe karka. V'chen ha-menachem eina yashon eishu el al gabe karka. So the shach says that we're meichelon. But the oval himself on the ground. We thought the Rambam was sick with this. The Rambam was tough. He says we had to meet the kfuya. And Rabban, hey, he's easy on you. Yeah, put it on the floor. On the floor. You know Rabban? Yeah, you can sleep on the floor too if you want. There's a choice where to sleep, but leave the three on the floor. Table? Could be a hard bench the same as the floor, I don't know. That's what I'm buying me. Now hold on a second. Hold on. You look at the Vilna Gaon there, it's such a vase. What is in its sound, it says a very cryptic comment. I am Tosu Chav Zion, I'm an Allah, Sibu Mas for Min. Yes. What's Chav Zion Min? What's going on over there? That's the Gemara which Shami told. What's say over there? It says in the Gemara that then it's fear to meet up. Tana Rabbana. Name it as Dolphin as a meet us there of Shabbos when I'm in Cholam Allah. Afa Pikein or Yosheva Leo Ache Techsha. So it says, Nira Li, Shini Khan, Tom Chush Lolei Shiva Gavei Kisi Vitaf. Afa Gav Shein Raya Gemura. The Shani meet the whole of the Torah Kfir. Shlova Tino Kfir, but Kisi Vitaf. The Torah is called it a Tzmach, a Minig, but they used to say, minig is, they don't sit in a regular chair. The minig, ma, can't prove it from here. Maybe you'll say, because it's Kiddush. By mita, what is halacha, mita kfuya? But you have to sleep on the mita kfuya, sit in the mita kfuya. You can't sit in the upright mita. But by a chair or a bench, where there's no dinner fear, then you can sit in the upright. This is often the question. The minute, not a real din. It's paradoxical. He's saying, yeah, like the Rambam in a certain sense. But what does that mean? That whenever there's a fear of fear tamita, you gotta sit or sleep on the thing which you're kofet. Only one difference. What if the thing which you don't have to be kofet? The kofet says, oh, no tiki, no washing. You don't have to be kofet, you can sit on it straight the way it is. But the Rambam says, no, you gotta sit on the floor. The Pashat Rambam. This is the Machlok. The Chara, though, the Chapelet. What will Tosus do with the Mefarish and non-existent Gemara?
Next 8 minutes are found at the end of this shiur on side B, after about 3 or 4 minutes on side B. Then go back to here and continue. Sorry for the inconvenience.
So, I mean, could say it. Huh? The Rush quotes that everybody has, the Rush quotes that my team has. But they did have it, but they couldn't. Totally, it's an open to the high chair. I mean, the high pitch is an empty lock. I got the din from that, that you have to sit on the floor, the noise is the Bible. But Yeshu Italar, right? That's the part of the Bible quote. The Ushami quotes that very same din. There's a source for kfiyat amit. Mikan shal yishena amitas kfuya. So this calls against our the Gemara. And it says, Lepirish la'aret, basically it's all la'aret, stomach la'aret, not all la'aret. So the same pasuk as the Yishan is calling seems to be against the Bavli. Against the Bavli. That being the case, perhaps we could suggest that the Shana is the way I wanted to say. That as far as Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedrin. But Yachid is mutter. Anybody can sit up the Yachid. Why? Because as we said earlier, there's no din of sitting on the floor if there's no Menachemim there. Only Barabim, when there are Menachemim there, then they should sit underneath the Kfuya on the floor. And even this, they're not knowing. So I wanted to say a whole different shot in the Rishalmi based on what I said earlier, that maybe you could say that sitting on the floor is only a function of Nicham Avela. Oh, this be, and if my shot is correct, we can turn around and say, even the Bible agrees with this. Even the Bible might hold like this. Like as we said before, Pshat and Tosfos. There's no need to sit on the floor, except when there's Menachem in. When there's Menachem in there, then you have to sit on the floor. Perhaps anyone says even more than that, but it's sort of like I said, for example. And that's what it says in the Yerushalmi. And they sat on Mitas Kfuya, that it's not enough to be Kofi or Mita, but it's also to sit on a Mita Shana Kfuya, but on Samso, which is no Kfi at all, you can sit on it, I told you, and of course I am enough. So I want to say, Pshat and Yerushalmi, different than the Ramban, and Kuf Kuf Teva. Halach Allah Ma'isa, who are we kidding? I have to say, Kuf Pulim all day, but the Mechaber is not there. The Mechaber says you gotta sit on the floor. But what can I do? The minute is not that way. What can I do? What can I do? It's not the minute. So the Gesher Chaim says, well, in a different context, about an Inus. You're the Chul Shal Olam. So maybe. But the Shach and Sivkot now said you gotta sit on the floor. Period. The whole time, they're sitting on the floor. On the floor, not.
Hold on a second. Also, the Leishel got a stopsel of Kohen Ian Al Gabe Karka. In low, Cholev is Zokim, Sehishim Tsar, Bishin Al Gabe Karka, Mutarim Lahasim Kar Koton the stopsel. If your net person is never old,
Ivega says, not Vega says, not true about that. He's talking about sleeping. Sleeping, you can do it on the kfuyis, you can do it on pillows on the floor too, a mattress on the floor, mattress. But we're not discussing sleeping. We're discussing the whole day long. And since the Bechara sounds like the Ramban, the Orch HaShulchan's mogul is not touched, not endless. He can't say that. He's bringing a riot from Rabbi Kivega talking about sleeping time. But we're discussing the whole day long, and the Ramban makes the chiluk between the two of them. Till they employ him. Orch HaShulchan brings a riot from the Rishali. It's enough to have some applause. But according to what I said earlier, I think I'm correct, the Bavli argues. And if there's no argument, the Bavli argues means Loris Mamet. And if there's no, and he's going to say there's no Machlok of Bavli in Yerushalmi, he's going to say, I'm back. Now what? Because Yerushalmi is talking about Mitzvah Kfuya, Bishas Shena and Achila, and then Bavli told him the rest of the day. So, till they employ him. So, yeah. So, let's keep the suspense up at top here. And there tomorrow we're talking about the defense of the Minhag HaOlam as well as the summation of the, Kibbutz that we're going to below.
Here are the missing 8 minutes from the previous shiur. Sorry for the inconvenience once again.
Right. But if the Abel, is sitting under the chair, he holds it up the chair. Wow, I said, oh, it's going to be right now.
Side A. Now begins Shir Yud Aleph. Sorry once again for the confusion.
And then try to discuss Malacha, which is also an interesting topic. Okay, where do we begin? Let's first try to finish up what we left off yesterday. Opinion of Kfiyas Amitah and Yeshiva Al-Oretz. So, we had the following. Kfiyas Amitah does not apply to Zman Hazeh. People ask me, why doesn't Bez, or some Rabbanim, why don't they come and reinstitute it? After all, call it, the reasons for knocking it out don't apply nowadays. But now what about the voodoo and I'll bet are flippable. Going on a camp raid, you know, you turn over a bed, yeah. So seriously speaking, but why aren't you reinstituted it? So I don't know. Someone shouldn't ask me, you should ask the big Rabbanim there, the Dole Yisrael. Why don't they reinstitute? They must have the reasons for it. They don't want to reinstitute something which hasn't been used for a long time. They have other reasons why it doesn't apply. I don't know. Can't answer the question properly. But the bottom line is, Lamaisa doesn't apply. The Tfiyah Tamita we don't have. So the discussion for us primarily, that's all the Lumdus we have. There's a lot of Lumdus in the Rambam. That's not Lamaisa for us. But Lamaisa goes to the East of Yeshiva, the Din of Yeshiva al-Oret, if it exists. Tosha seems to say it doesn't even exist. No such Gemara comes. The minute which comes from the old Gemara of Zion, that you could only sit on the Mitzvah of Kufa on Shabbat, not in the Mincha Lamala, but Tosha said only applies to a Mitzvah. The Din of Tzviyas HaMitzvah, an outgrowth of Tzviyas HaMitzvah would be not the Din of Mitzvah which is not Kufa, but on a chair, and a bench, and other things, there's no din of mitzvah kfuya. There's not a din of bichlal in the mitzvah kfuya. The Tosfos says there's nothing wrong with sitting in a regular position. Tosfos chav zayin. Whereas the Ramban says you have to sit on the floor mamash. And he seems to quote the Gemara, that the kfuya, he calls after the non-existent Gemara, that the Avil together with the Menachem have to sit on the floor, not even a low bench, or on the floor. So we asked yesterday, "Oh, Tosfos, do this tomorrow." We wanted to suggest the possibility, maybe Tosfos would hold the luck of the Nichem Avil. I wanted to originally say that since the did a Nichem Avil, so therefore the Avil sits on the floor together with the Menachem. Then he wanted to go even further and say that maybe all the Gemara means is that if the, depending on what gears you have, the two out of two different members, but the Rosh only had one member, so then you could possibly suggest that the din is that if the Avil is sitting on the floor, kanos, it's a minik, then the Menachem should also sit on the floor. But it doesn't mean they have to do it. They could both be sitting on uncomfortable chairs also, perhaps. It would seem that this latter pshat, which Dan suggests, is the only real way to defend the minhag which we have nowadays, unless you say that everyone's weak and sick, because the ma'aseh b'zman is that people don't sit on the floor. I mean, I have rarely been in a beis ovel where the ovel sits on the floor. Very rarely. Most often they're sitting on these boxes or on these sort of chairs, which are not the floor. And I mentioned to you yesterday, there's a possible heter there, of a shulchan, I mentioned yesterday, there's a heter that it doesn't have to be alar, it's enough to be some of floor. Based on the Rishali. But, sorry. Oh, we'll come to that in a minute. But Pashup Shabbat is that it's not true. Not true. And Pashup Shabbat, the Babi is Alar, not Stam of Aras, but Alar. That's the Shach says, it's cut now. And the rival, because they get to Rosh Hashanah, but the rival would be Kivega. If you're allowed to sleep on a mattress, that's no Raya, because Ramban already said, Shukhanov Shita, so when you're eating and sleeping, there are the dispensations. You can eat and sleep any way you want. There's no din of Alar. So you used to use a mitzvah kfuya. Now if no mitzvah kfuya, you sleep in the regular seat. I think Avela, when they come to eat breakfast, lunch, and supper, they sit in a regular chair, for not a sec. A regular chair. This is a happy, even according to Chorosh, should be put there, even according to the biggest Machmirim. Because they say that there's no requirement to sit on the ground during eating and sleeping. All you're required to do is sit in a mitzvah kfuya. You have no din of tfiyas hamitzvah b'zman hazeh. So you can sit in a regular chair, of course. Pashup shah. But when you're not eating and not sleeping, the chora, there's no raya from that shach, from that Rebbe Kivager, that is mutter to sit on a on top of pillows or mattresses, etc., etc. So it's a little bit difficult. Yes. Well, I don't know who the Ramash was, but if I read it correctly, take a look again. It's going on someone who's Shochev or Yoshev. Let's take a look. There it is. The Muta Latia Kor Muxos Ala Karta Velishan Aleh. It's black and white. No? The rather put the match on the floor and sleep on it. You walk into a regular bed. And it's not, it's not as if they don't sleep in a regular bed. Okay. Well, the Rechama said it was Shas Shena Vachil Yosha Amita Kfuya. Right? Then he says in the next sif, Achshav Lo Noga B'Kfiyas Amita. So therefore you can sleep on a regular bed. Maybe it's a cooler if you did not do the Gemara. I don't know. Same. If you did not do the Gemara, you're supposed to sleep on a Amita Kfuya. So you're supposed to sleep maybe all, it's also mutter to have a Kor Muxos. Ah, if you want to say he's not even Mizman Hazeh, but the same, so even though we have no Mizman Kfuya nowadays, but still, Havul Lelosif Allah, they only gave you a break of sleeping on the Mizman Kfuya. We're trying to say this style. Which way are you coming from? Are you coming from the floor or are you coming from a regular bed? So you're saying, the Ramban said, although you have to sleep on the, sit on the floor all day, we'll let you get up to a mitzvah kfuya during eating and sleeping. So now we have no mitzvah kfuya. So now what? Now what? Where'd I leave you? Back on the floor, up on the bed. I fall on the back, leaves you up on the bed. So the two tzvei dinim. There's a chiyur of kfuya samita, and an isur of yeshiva, and the isur of yeshiva shalom ala oret. So I don't know what you want to call it. You have to sit on the floor. So to the Ramban, the way I understood it, saying that this isur does not apply during eating and sleeping. Doesn't apply. So then what do? You sit in the Mitzvah Kfuya. But you can say also, you're right, but maybe Mitzvah Kfuya is only, they're only mapped up to a Mitzvah Kfuya. We have no Mitzvah Kfuya. So then what? So now what do? The equivalent of a Mitzvah Kfuya. What's the equivalent of a Mitzvah Kfuya? A mattress on the floor. In other words, it has to be something different than the regular. I don't hear you. I know it's a Umutal Atsiya Koram Uksosis Al Kaka Lishin Alein. So what's he saying? What does the Shach say? The Shach says, Oso Leshav Agave Sapsal O Koram Uksosis Kiyim Agave Karka. He's talking about sitting. That's what Eitan is. The what? Could you sleep in a regular bed? Yes or no? You sleep in a regular bed. What? I'm sorry?
The
Shach told me not talking about sleeping.
Right. Although the Shach says that you stop sleeping during the day,
but the Shach says
that
you stop sleeping during the day. No, it says that the Shach later on seems to totally ignore the Mechaber. And the Shach says, "Who then shirota lishan the tzorach lishan al gabi kark?" Sure, that's the answer. It's al gabi kark going on that al gabi kark. See, Eitan, the two al gabi karkas in the Shach. Guess what the Dibra Maskel going on? It just hit me now. There's four lines there in the Shach that says, "It's tzorach lishan al gabi kark." The Shach is a perish. Have people on the floor. Says it's Rabbi Kivega, no, you can sleep on a mattress. But I don't understand the shot. Because it says in Shulchan Aruch that Avo Chayav Kfiyas Amita B'Shat Shein of Achila Yosho Amita Kfuya Avo Kaleyom always sleep on the floor. Come to Shachat Eves Man Azeh, he can always sleep on the floor. Was he more machmer than a chaber? No. So the Kivega is giving you a break. If you did read a Shach and saying, hey, Shach can sleep on the floor, we'll give you a break, sleep on a mattress. I don't know where he got the break from Manasha. The Shach is right, he got to sleep on the floor. Why are you sleeping? Hard to imagine. Yeah, but then he's talking about sleeping. I mean, I heard, you know, some of the people come all hours in Beis Ovel, but not when the guy's sleeping. So what? As I asked before, so where are you left? You had a concept of mitzvah kfuya you could sleep on, right? Now there is no mitzvah kfuya. So now where do you sleep? So I thought, I still think mitzvah is even a regular bed. So the mitzvah kfuya is not uncomfortable. It's upside down. No tzar, as the Mefarshim said. It's just a heker. So maybe it's a zed. It's not a zed. You have a different heker. Sleep on the floor. But if that's the case, I would say you should leave your mattress on the floor the whole day. That should be the mitzvah kfuya's manager. Manashach, I mean, what's going on over here? Yes, Shai.
Well, you're saying
that he's going to sleep out in the house, right?
So there is still
fear
for Kriya
Samita. Well, that's what I suggest. He's going
Medina
de Gemara. Maybe. Could be. I don't have a feel of emotion. If we had that safe, it would help us out. The first emotion was in the back of the Shulchan Aruch? No? The Shach says, you know, I have to sleep on the floor. The Shach passed the law, I got to sleep on the floor, period. He quotes the Drisha. So the Drisha is a big machmer. I looked up the Drisha. It's a very big machmer, these things. I don't know where he got it from. Lemayis, if I'm not mistaken, the minute of Avail is to sleep on a regular bed. Lemayis, if I'm not mistaken. What? What does this Chetshuva say? This Chetshuva says, the what? The Panamiris argues at the Shach. Maybe he's arguing on based on what I said. The Shach should sleep on the floor. Mapito. Why should he have to sleep on the floor? What? Why is he sleeping?
Yeah. It's right in the middle of the floor. What's in it? The rope that he shut is the answer
there. Hard to believe. Hard to believe. David, you have a tour? Give me a tour. That means that's Kriya Samhita. Not on the floor. You leave it where it is, you turn it off. That's a big church, there's never been any room that no one else holds like. I don't think I've ever heard of it. But, okay, good. All matches the mountain, you turn it off, it's the same as before. It's perfectly reversible. I don't know, that's okay, can't hurt. Hold on a second, where's that Drisha? There it is. I think it's a Prisha, not a Grisha. It quotes in the Prisha, Avokol Zion ain't no lishon ella al gabe karka. This is where they get it from? Marami Wittenberg. Love it is an Arabic. We learned that a few years ago. That's difficult. It's wrong. That's the RS, man. You got to take it word. Take it with the word. No, I don't understand. How's your shot? I don't understand. I'm just being the shock. I'm not calm to argue with you. The shock says it's been on the floor, period. A hole that can put a car cut on top of it. A little tiny, tiny little pillow. You can put in a... You can argue with the shock. And maybe we should argue with the Shach. Rav HaShulchan does argue with the Shach. But the Rav HaShulchan's two rayas are both very inconclusive in Rania's diet. They repeat, the Mikiveg is talking about sleeping, and the Yerushalmi, the Chorus seems to go against the Bavli and how they interpret the Pesukim, as we mentioned yesterday. So part to substantiate the Rav HaShulchan's position. I'm very sympathetic to the position, believe me. I think it's a...